Saddle up your horses. Well, welcome everyone to the Robin Walter Show here on the Red Sky Radio Network. Oh my gosh, do we have a packed program today. Can't fiddle around with too much introduction other than to say that if you want to reach me, you can at redskyradio777@gmail.com. redskyradio777@gmail.com. I'm going to give a title to today's program. It's How God Used a Colossal Secret Service Failure. You probably know what's upcoming, but I can't stay away from this topic. I just got to cover it. But we always start with good news. And the good news, obviously, without question, is that Donald Trump is safe, rising victorious. Victoriously would be an adverb, right? I hear my mother talking. And it's unbelievable what the left is saying about this being, I mean, there's some that are saying that he staged this. I can't believe this. But yes, I can. That's how desperate liars and cheats are. But this is, God's hand is, and Trump finally did it. He gave God not some of the glory, he gave God all the glory. That first night at the Republican National Convention when he came out, he just had that smile on his face, and he seemed like a humbled man. He seemed to me like that he has reached this pivotal point in life. It wasn't coming down the elevator in 2015. No, it wasn't that. It was this event that changed, similarly to Ronald Reagan's getting shot, said, okay, I'm here for a purpose. I've got a job to do, and I need to get down to it. And that was a pivotal moment in the Reagan presidency. I believe with all my heart, this is a pivotal moment, certainly in Donald Trump's life, without question, because he knows that God spared him, because he can't pay much deference or honor to the Secret Service, who spotted this shooter. They knew of him 20 minutes before he was taken out. Oh, he'll give him credit, of course, just to be nice and save face. But Kimberly Cheadle, the head of Secret Service, should be fired. You know, Donald Trump has got so many things to do on day one. I think this just moved to the head of the agenda to have her fired within about 8 seconds of being sworn in. But God used that colossal failure. God used the incredible, colossal incompetence of a DEI hire for the Secret Service. But Trump is alive. He's healthy. My goodness sakes. Some of these pictures, they are iconic, is actually sort of an understatement. I've got this sense that they could be or will become or already have become more popular than the three guys, I think it was, raising the flag on Iwo Jima. That's how big it is. I'm going to cover, first of all, these failures, some of which you know, you've heard, and I don't want to spend an enormous time covering things that you probably already know. But I'm going to bring out some other things. But I want to start with something actually a bit lighthearted. Yeah, is there a lighthearted thing? Yep, there is here, dealing with the Secret Service, as it's come out from my favorite news source, the Babylon Bee, whose motto is, fake news you can trust. I love that. So, they ran a piece. You want to be a Secret Service agent? Here are the top job requirements if you want to become a Secret Service agent. Number one, the ability to navigate a deadly 5-degree roof pitch. Obviously, this is all satirical if you know that deadly 5-degree roof pitch. It's not for the faint of heart, they said. I'm not a roofer. I've roofed multiple roofs with shingles, my own houses. Trust me, 5 degrees is basically flat, as was this roof. It was a nominal 5-degree pitch. And this is the incompetent bozo, Kimberly Cheadle, claiming she didn't want to put her people at risk on a 5-degree roof. Even though the sharpshooters were on roofs that were more than 5-degree roof. Goodness sakes, the roofs that I've shingled were probably, I'm going to say, 15 degrees, 3 times the pitch of this. Doesn't sound like a lot. It's quite a bit, especially when you don't like heights like me, number one. Number two, you have to be able to holster a gun in under 60 seconds. More on that later. Number three, why is that important? Well, if you watch the tape, if you watch the replay, you'll see this grossly overweight, kind of short, fat Secret Service woman who cannot holster her gun. It takes 3 times for her to get her gun in the holster. I'm going to be hard on Secret Service women here, because I've heard from other women, and now I feel like I'm their mouthpiece. I'm the guy who's not supposed to be able to say it, but I'm going to say it today. I'm not crazy about women firemen, women policemen, women in the Secret Service. They do not have the physical stamina, the physical ability. My wife told me, she said, look, I'll tell you, she said, I hope and pray that if I'm ever caught in a burning building, it isn't a woman fire person that shows up to drag me out. Now, understand, my wife is trim and slim. She is not heavy duty, and I'm not making fun of heavy women. But this 5'6" little, I mean, she's about 5 foot wide and about 5'6" tall. But she, my wife said, look, I don't want a woman trying to drag me out. I want a strong guy. I want a guy chasing down a robber on the street. I want a guy pulling me out of a burning building. And doggone it, if I were president, I'd want a bunch of guys protecting me in the Secret Service. Number three qualification to be a Secret Service under Kimberly Cheadle. You have to avoid getting distracted by people screaming, hey, there's a guy with a gun on the roof. The guy is on the roof for 20 minutes. And where's the Secret Service? Inside the building that the guy is standing on. Yep, they're protecting the president from inside a building. Number four requirement, if you want to be a Secret Service agent, you have to be less than 5'6". Number five, you must be able, this is a Babylon Bee, you must be able to do at least 2 girl push-ups. I got to tell you, I don't think that these women that I saw as Secret Service agents could do 2 full basic men push-ups. If you don't have the strength, well, they got the body mass. They could barely lift them, but there was a lot of body mass to protect the president after he was shot. Number six, you have to already own sunglasses. Number seven, you got to be willing to shield the president with your body after he's already been shot. Number eight, you got to be skilled at taking pictures of assassins setting up their shots. Obviously, this is ridicule. This is satire. Kimberly Cheadle absolutely deserves to be fired. Interestingly, she came out afterwards and said, one, she's not going to resign. Number two, there were some mistakes made. Number three, we are not going to increase the Secret Service protection for Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention. Those are the first things she said. Now what has happened in just these couple of days? The Secret Service protection has been beefed up. Number two, They have decided, after all, to give Secret Service protection to RFK Jr. Oh, my gosh. It takes a colossal failure for them to do the job they're supposed to do, but that's Joe Biden who didn't allow that and ordered them not to give RFK Jr. Secret Service protection. Why? Because that bozo brain corn pop doesn't want any competition. But RFK Jr. is now no longer competitively in the race with Joey B. So, give him security. What the heck? Doesn't matter now. He's not competition. Well, you know, the failures here, oh, the other one here, Babylon B, said, came out, and I'm paraphrasing here, said, Goliath claims the loss of battle to David on having to fight on a 5-degree slope. Okay. The last one they came out with here was Secret Service beefs up Trump security with a squad of blind midgets. Well, his security detail now? Interesting. It is almost all male. He pulled the girls off the job. They weren't up to it. Now, is there a place for them? Yeah, maybe inside doing certain stuff. And maybe outside, maybe as a sharpshooter. Because historically, women have had better hand-eye coordination, and they're actually very good shots. But if you're 5'6" and 195 to 250 pounds, like these gals, they're not going to be able to get up on the roof to begin with. And how was Kimberly Cheadle selected? You ready for this? You know who picked her? Whose recommendation? Dr. Jill Biden. That's right, Jill, the one who's the authority on who's qualified to be head of the Secret Service. Jill Biden. She weighs in on this. She's the one now who is actually, let's put the finger pointing in the direction it should go. Hey, Jill, maybe you are partly responsible for the death and the injuries of the people at that rally. Just one more body bag for the Biden family. Jill is incompetent at anything and everything she attempts. So why not be incompetent in a new field of incompetence? So Kimberly Cheadle here has tried to explain why nobody was stationed on the rooftop near the Trump rally where the shooter shot. And there's all sorts of memes coming out today. One, good slope, bad slope, trying to show what are the slopes that the Secret Service agents should be able to handle. But she said that the surface was sloped and therefore was dangerous. Not to Trump, well, it was, ultimately. Not to the person who's dead, yeah, well, ultimately, the people were injured. No, it's too slippery or too steep for the Secret Service agents. What are these, a pack of wussies? What have you turned them into, you DEI hire? Oh, my gosh, she's getting fried, and she should. So you sure wouldn't want to put a Secret Service agent on a roof that's sloped, even though it's only 5 degrees. So they secured it from the inside. So the Secret Service is in a building, inside the building from which the shooter procured an unsecured spot. Well, let me ask this. The shooter could climb up it. It was only 5 degrees. They say, well, he was low crawling. He was low crawling to not be seen. He could just simply stand up and walk up that building roof. She goes on to say, that building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. First of all, I just got it. That's a quote from Kimberly Cheadle. First of all, the roof is not sloped at its highest point. It's plain sloped, Kimberly, you brain dead nitwit. It's the same angle from the bottom of the roof line where there's, I don't know if there's an eave trough there or not, up to the top. It didn't just get sloped at the very top. This is just, I mean, what's your message? Let Trump get assassinated. Let a former president get assassinated so we can make sure that we can prevent a Secret Service agent from suffering a sprained ankle. So quoting a news source here, understand the Secret Service, a law enforcement agency that is supposed to be one of the best trained and formidable in the nation, could be thwarted by a sloped roof to the point that a former president and current presidential candidate was almost assassinated. I mean, the Pennsylvania shooter attempted to kill Trump with similarly angled rooftops on which police snipers were also perched. But Kimberly has got to have an excuse for her gross incompetence. I mean, the first one to call for her firing was Elon Musk. You know what? Thank you, God, for reminding me of something I didn't have written down here. But Kimberly Cheadle's goal as the head of the Secret Service, her goal is to have it be and rise to being 30% women. You don't even have any competence in the two that were on the job there around the president. I'll call him the president. My gosh. Anyway, so how does the media report this? This is unbelievable. You think that there was some compassion here? Well, from a few, but consider CNN. Their headline after the assassination attempt is, and I quote, "Trump rushed off stage after loud noises at rally," end quote. Loud noises. They make it sound like he got out of there because somebody was heckling him and he couldn't stand it. They don't even dare to call it gunfire. And then you get over to, you know what, I guess that was, though. That, I'm sorry, I attributed that to CNN. That was actually the Washington Compost. CNN's version was arguably even worse. Quote, "Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after he falls at rally." Can you believe these lying jackasses? "Secret Service rushes Trump off the stage after he falls at rally." Yeah, and he fell. He went down after he got shot to get down and out of the way. My goodness sakes, why is anybody so stupid as to continue to routinely listen to CNN and MSNBC and read the Washington Compost? I turn them on sometime just to do a stupid check on those guys, a corruption check. Can't people figure out within 24 hours after these headlines come out that these guys are lying? And then Joy Reid, my heart goes out to her. It's a shame to be born without a brain. She said that Trump was given 9 seconds. That's right. He was given 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. She's contending this is a photo op. All Trump was trying to do was tell people, first of all, prove to them that he's okay. He's not dead. He wanted to show people that. The raised fist. My goodness. That's what I said. This thing, some of these photos, and maybe that one with the blood on his face, It's going to live for longer than the men at Iwo Jima, with all due respect to our World War II, the greatest generation ever that fought that. It fades in time. It's iconic. It always will be. But this is up there. And Joy Reid is trying to tell him that the guy who just gets shot is taking a photo op. And he wanted an extra 9 seconds as a campaign stunt. Well, why do we have this violence? Let's start with CNN's Scott Jennings, who is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing in his candor here. He said, if Trump wins an election, our country will end. No, he didn't say, I mean, he's quoting others from CNN and others saying that if Trump wins an election, our country will end. Our democracy will end. And Jennings is saying, look, if you're going to come out with saying our country's over, democracy's over, our country's going to end, I mean, who wouldn't think that that's a cue to go assassinate the president? Or Biden, who contended that, let me quote him. You've heard this, but I got to share it. On the call where he said, the debate's over. It's time to put Trump in the bullseye. What do you think that speaks to? You got the band, this Jack Black. I guess they're a big band. I've never heard of these guys, and I couldn't care less. They canceled all their tour appointments now because one of them said, next time, don't miss Trump. And then I want to quote here from Victor Davis Hanson. David Hanson here. I don't quote him often. Good writer. He said, if the imagined killing of Trump had been mainstreamed, it has now become acceptable in a way inconceivable of any other president. Do we remember the rodeo clown who merely wore an Obama mask during a bull riding contest and was punished by being permanently banned by the Missouri State Fair? So since at least 2016, there's a parlor game among leftist celebrities and entertainers joking, one would hope, dreaming, imagining, and just talking about the various and graphic ways they would like to assassinate or seriously injure Trump. By slugging his face, Robert De Niro, by decapitation, Kathy Griffin and Marilyn Manson, by stabbing, that was Shakespeare in the Park, by clubbing, that was Mickey Rourke, by shooting, Snoop Dogg, by poisoning, Anthony Bourdain, by bounty killing, George Lopez, by carrion eating his corpse, that was Pearl Jam, by suffocation, that was Larry Whitmore, by blowing him up, that was Madonna, by throwing him over a cliff, that was Rosie O'Donnell, just by the generic killing him, comments by Johnny Depp, or by martyring him, Reid Hoffman, who said, yeah, I wish I had made him an actual martyr, wishing he had killed him. Yes, recently the President of the United States, Joe Biden, was a little bit more graphic and a lot more literal. For a widespread reported call to his donors last week, Biden boasted, I have one job. And that's to beat Donald Trump. I'm absolutely certain I'm the best person to be able to do that. So we're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye. Noted, we're done talking. Done talking. Put him in the bullseye. Now, I'm going to go back and quickly repeat three things from last week's program, which preceded the assassination attempt. Number one, David Aronovich, the BBC host, who is calling for Biden to execute Trump. Quote, have Trump murdered. Next one, Orange is the New Black star Leah Delaria begs Biden to assassinate Trump. Quote, blow him up. End quote. Next, fat derriere Bette Midler, who I couldn't give a rip about. This woman just ticks me off every time I see her mugshot. She said that Biden needs to arrest Republicans, and we need to allow the FBI to use deadly force to regain Democrat House majority. And they are trying to contend that the Republicans are the ones that participate in the vitriolic rhetoric. My goodness sakes. Well, there is some good news I want to slip in here, and then we're going to get to how God is using this whole event, which is really, honestly, the highlight of this program. Not my rant, but I got to say this because Kimberly Cheadle needs to be fired. They need to knock off the DEI crap in hiring her and her 30% female goal of active agents in the field. I'm sorry. I love women. I'm married to one. I got a gazillion granddaughters. Get close to any one of them to abuse them, you will pay dearly. Is that a threat? It's a promise. You don't touch my granddaughters. I love what girls do well, and they do far better than men in many areas. But this whole woke crapola, are they equal? Yes. Are the sexes the same? No. God made them male and female, and it doesn't come down to just procreation. So I don't know how many losers are, or how many, I'm sorry, how many listeners I'll lose this week. But Musk was the first one out to say Cheadle needs to be fired. And Musk is so, I love this. I'll get to it in a minute. I'm jumping around. So before we go to the break, I want to mention this. I hope and trust that this is good news. I said about a month ago, Gavin Newsom, who supported this bill that would ban schools from notifying parents about students' gender bending, I said he is not going to sign that bill as long as he thinks he has a shot at getting parachuted in to replace Joe Biden. And he would have to come against Kamala Harris. That'd be an interesting little tete-a-tete, I suppose. But I said he's not going to do that because it's going to taint seriously his national profile because that guy is going around whoring, slutting, and pimping to be president. We know that. And he's good at it. He's slick. After Trump got shot and the outpouring of support for him, and even some Democrats saying, oh, we're screwed. It's over. This election's over. Of course, they got the cheating game, and if they win, we know they've cheated. Without question, time for a bunch of states to just leave the union. And but anyway, so what did Newsom do the other day? Now that at least he perceives he has no chance, I don't think he's totally given up. And like I said, I honestly thought he'd be a candidate, and I thought that he could win. I hope that prediction, which appears to be wrong, is indeed wrong. But the other prediction is right, that he bagged off on signing this bill as long as he had a possibility to land the national job. But now that he thinks he doesn't, he went ahead and he signed it. He signed the bill that bans schools from notifying parents if their kids are entertaining or getting involved in gender bending and changing their gender identity and want different pronouns. I pray for Gavin Newsom to get saved, and I also pray that if he doesn't get saved, God would just cause his plane to head into the San Gabriel Mountains on approach to LAX. So, oh, that's mean, Rob. No, it's 2 Thessalonians 2:3. God, deliver us from wicked and unreasonable men. We'll be right back.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis for you.
Okay, I know what you're thinking. Why would I play my favorite Bobby Darin song on this program? Because I think there should be T-shirts out there with Kimberly Cheadle's picture on it, and the title of it is simply, Call Me Irresponsible. It could go on with the rest of the song, Unreliable, Undependable, but Call Me Irresponsible, Kimberly Cheadle. Your DEI failure of the month, of the week, maybe of the year. So, I got to get to why there's a bright spot in this. They contended that this shooter was outside the protective zone established by the Secret Service. They were outside the protective zone. Not our responsibility. Really? Seriously? Well, who establishes the protective zone? Is that Cheadle's way out of this? Well, it's outside the protective zone. This is another excuse beside the sloped roof, and one of our guys or gals might sprain their ankle going up there to try to protect the president from getting assassinated. It's the Secret Service's job to establish the protective zone. So if the protective zone is not right, it's not expanded enough, it's not significant enough, that is not an alibi for the Secret Service. It's an indictment of them not establishing, gosh, a clear line of sight from only 132 yards to the President of the United States, and they can't protect it. Well, okay, I've been pretty hard on the women in the Secret Service. Cheadle admits a failure, but she's not going to resign. But I want to get to maybe the most important thing in this program. I really think it is. Why and how God has used this colossal Secret Service failure as a blessing. I mean, I've watched the video of the assassination attempt so many times. And at 132 yards, 150 yards, I guess there's a little bit of difference as to how many, but anyway, basically 450 feet. The rifle that the shooter is using, that bullet is fast. But I have to say, when you watch that video of Trump, he turned his head to the right at a nanosecond prior to getting struck in the ear. In other words, his time that he turned his head was equal to or in less time that it would take for that bullet to have arrived at his head, had he not turned it, would have struck him in the back of the head or maybe the temple, and he'd be dead. So first of all, God is using this failure to glorify himself. I, God, I'm not saying I'm quote, protected Donald Trump. I, God, caused him to turn his head ever so slightly in that nanosecond prior to the bullet getting there. I firmly believe when Crooks squeezed the trigger, he had a shot that was more profile in nature of Trump's head. And others are now saying it too. Number two, how does Cheadle's failure produce a blessing? Forget Joy Reid and all the incompetent bozos with no brains, no honor, no humility, and no morals at CNN and MSNBC. This produced multiple iconic pictures. The guy who's taken these pictures, oh my gosh. You got a 78-year-old man bleeding in the ear and the blood running down his face, and he wants to show his supporters he's still alive. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you couldn't create a better photo op, but it wasn't a photo op. Sorry, Joy, you're just jealous, vindictive, vitriolic, evil woman that you are. Next, how did God use this? Elon Musk, who I said is the first one to call for Cheadle's firing, as a result of, well, a couple of things. California passing that bill, Elon Musk announced, screw California, basically. He's moving everything to Texas. And now, well, you know what? I don't talk about Gavin Newsom. He's not worth the time. But this is what it did in the, as far as the campaign. Elon Musk has promised Trump campaign $45 million. $45 million. Not once, not twice, but every single month of the campaign, he's promising $45 million. So you take July, August, September, October. If we stop short in November 5th, if we don't even include November, but we include July, what is that? $220 million coming from Elon Musk. Just to this man, and that $220 million exactly equals what Biden has in his entire war chest has been matched by Elon Musk. And you wonder, gosh, you know, why did God give Elon Musk such favor, such brains, such insight? Well, because he was going to be called for just such a time as this. And it took a failed assassination attempt to do it. Kimberly Cheadle has contributed, should Trump win. Kimberly Cheadle, the DEI left-wing hire by Jill Biden, will be significantly responsible for getting Donald Trump elected. Oh, the beauty of it all. Oh, my goodness. Next, there are all these people who would never watch the RNC, the Republican National Convention. They would not watch it unless and until there was something as huge and as enormous as watching Donald, wanting to see Donald Trump come out on stage while Lee Greenwood is singing God Bless the USA. I mean, and it's a humble approach with his ear bandaged. There are people that are watching that who would never watch a Republican National Convention, ever. And they certainly wouldn't have watched it had he not been shot. And I want to just quote liberally here from WorldNet Daily regarding just one such person. And they said, quote, there's a Democratic voter who took to social media to share how watching the speakers at the RNC, something she has never done before, caused a seismic shift in her, and the beauty of the love for America and the diversity that she is seeing and the reality of Trump's stunning debate performance, his focus on making America better for Americans, and his brash fist-pumping stance following last week's failed assassination attempt? This woman posted this online, and I'm going to point out an important fact. The woman is black. She's never voted Republican in her life. And I want to quote her. She said, "I have been a Democrat for almost 50 years. Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? I think I'm crying because of cognitive dissonance. Like, what is going on? I've been told my whole life that Republicans are just all, you know, white and racist men and all of this." She said, "I've never watched an RNC event. It's upsetting, though. This world that we're living in right now, this world that we're living in right now feels like upside down land. And I'm telling you, if you on the outside and you think that MAGA is this horrible thing, I don't know what to tell you besides you have to see it for yourself. It's beautiful. It's the coming together of America. America is saying no more, no longer. We're not going to do this. We're not going to divide ourselves." This woman became a Republican because Donald Trump got shot. And that injustice, she couldn't stand it, and she wanted to see the man for himself at the convention and see how he holds up. I mean, I am reading these podcasts or hearing these podcasts by various black podcasters, mostly guys, actually all guys. The Hodge twins. I mean, just what they said, man, this guy, this fist pumping after he gets shot. Man, you don't even see gang leaders doing this, or it's like that. He the man, that's what they're saying. And there's nothing the left can do about that except try more lies, claim it was faked, it was a photo op, all of this. Pollsters are confirming that people are beginning to see exactly what this woman noted. Still quoting from WorldNet Daily, the report at Zero Hedge said tech entrepreneur James Ingallinera, if I pronounce it right, said, quote, "The dam broke for me and many others today. I live in San Francisco, where it's social death sentence. It's a social death sentence to voice support for Trump. Regardless, I will be voting for him. I will not be quiet." The report went on to say that MAGA hat and MAGA shirt sales are off the chart. So, why is this so great? Well, it is fabulous. It is fabulous to see what, this is a biblical verse. Thank you, God, it just popped in my head. That what the enemy intends for evil, God will use for good. Said by Joseph about his ne'er-do-well brothers when he forgave them in Egypt for wanting him dead. But I'm also going to point to a couple more biblical passages which are really instructive here. Proverbs 12:13 says that the wicked are snared by their own lips. By their own lips. You see, the left has covered for Joey Corn Pop, I got no brains, Biden, for several years, claiming he's fine, he's well. They edit everything he says. They take out his gaffes. And see, they love the fact and have loved the fact that he has a slowly encroaching dementia because it made him easy to control. Yes, he was easy to control. But Satan here overplayed his hand because they have played Joey right into full-blown dementia. And I can tell you that people with full-blown dementia are not easy to control. After all, they've gone off the deep end. One of the things people with dementia do, and I've witnessed this in my law practice with three or four clients whose spouse has started to swear, to start to be physical with them, they can become paranoid. They suspect as people trying to take advantage of them, the ones that are the closest to them. They actually become out of control. The left overplayed their hands. They've been trapped by in their own snare here because Joey has been a useful idiot. He's been a puppet, but now he's not a puppet anymore. They can't control this guy who's gone wonkers and bonkers. Oh, they're leaning on him, and now they've had to hold off because of the assassination attempt, at least until the RNC is done. The wicked are snared by their own lips. Proverbs 26:27. The one who digs the pit. In other words, in this case, the ones who have dug the pit for lawfare, warfare against Donald Trump, suing him all over the place. The Supreme Court is piecemeal exonerating him here and there. They have dug the pit for Donald Trump, and now the debate showed the whole world what the media and Trump's administration has been covering, and that is he's a zombie. He's lost it. But Proverbs 26:27 says, those who dig the pit, in other words, for others to fall into it, they will fall into it themselves. Reminds me of Haman. I just finished the book of Esther, I think, for the 19th or 20th time. Well, I love this story. I cheer all the way through. I know what's going to happen, and I'm cheering knowing what's going to happen. And after it happens in the book, I'm still cheering that Haman gets it. But where's the application here with those who dig a pit for others to fall into will fall it into himself? Because Haman had gallows built to hang Mordecai. But Haman ends up hanging from the very gallows that he built to hang somebody else. He reaped what he sowed. Absolutely. One more, and I got to move along here. Psalm 91:3. For it is he, meaning God, who delivers you from the snare or the trap of the fowler, the snare of the trapper. The left has laid these traps one after another for Trump. But God's in control here. Look, he is not the most righteous guy in the world, but if he's today's Cyrus, if he's today's Nebuchadnezzar, which God said to Nebuchadnezzar, who was a heathen actually, said, Nebuchadnezzar, my man, God's going to use him. And he's going to use him as a result of the prayers of the people who are seeking deliverance, like I said, from 2 Thessalonians 2:3. God, deliver us from wicked and evil men. For not all men have faith. That was a reference to Gavin Newsom and every other evil person. Save them, God, and if you're not going to save them, get a big hook and take them off the stage of life. So, we have this iconic aura kind of surrounding Trump here. Could he still lose? I suppose he could. Yes, he could. Who knows what the left is up to? Do they try to shoot him again? Do they try? Who knows? They certainly would love that, as I have quoted here. But keep it up, left. You keep doing this, and you will end up putting Donald Trump on Mount Rushmore. And you'll have him up there before he's even died. And if you don't think that this isn't spreading around the world where you've got Netanyahu is now facing a serious assassination threat. Trump, the Secret Service, the reason that they beefed up the security is partly embarrassment by Cheadle, but also because of a supposedly credible threat to assassinate Trump by the Iranians. So guess what? If Iran, who's our absolute enemy in all respects, and Putin are want Trump gone or want Trump dead, obviously, if our enemies are for Joe Biden, that means you shouldn't vote for Joe Biden or any other Democrat. But this one blew me away. New Delhi, India. The Hindus, and I'm not raising up Hinduism, but the Hindus had a prayer rally by what's called the Hindu Sena, Sena, S-E-N-A, which is known as the Hindu Army, praying for the safety of Donald Trump. They did that on Tuesday. And they described him, quote, as the only global leader who has the courage to speak against radical Islam and its followers. These are Hindus who don't share, obviously, a biblical faith, but they see in Trump somebody who will help protect them as well from radical Islam on the other side of the globe. You think, well, gosh, God would use it. Of course he would. Who was in God, who was in David's army when he was on the run from Samuel? He had all these people who were kind of dissidents. They were, they owed people money. They were, I mean, they were all sorts. And I'm not identifying the Hindus as that, but I'm just saying that under circumstances, you will have people come to your aid who in other circumstances would never be by your side. They see value and see a hand of God in your leadership. They said that they have this chant, you know, long live Donald Trump. Their goal in this mantra is to say it. You ready for this? 125,000 times. Oh, my goodness sakes. Well, there is something Donald Trump did not get to say at the rally, but I think people are now, more people anyway, are now convinced of the truth of Donald Trump's typical closing remark. And that is, quote, they're not after me, they're after you. I'm just standing in their way. End quote. And that's true. When the Hindus in India are praying and chanting 125,000 times, protect Donald Trump, they see better Trump's role than a lot of people in the United States. But there are more, like this black woman that I quoted, stuck on a Democrat plantation for almost 50 years, and the day that he got shot, her eyes opened, and then when she saw Trump come into the RNC, that woman just walked off the plantation. Thank you, Billy. You know who I'm talking about. You're the one that's opened my eyes to some of this. And Trump is right. He's the one standing in the way right now of the total militarization, socialization, homosexualization, communization of this country, where we no longer have a First Amendment, no longer have a Second Amendment. All we would have is just the history of better days gone by. Like the Jews who mourned because of their own sin, the destruction of the temple in 60 or 70 AD, the better days. They brought it on themselves. And yet, Scripture makes it clear, I think it's in Jeremiah, that if a nation that God is seeking to tear down because of their gross and continuous and egregious sin should repent, that he will cease and he will turn from what he had intended to do. You see, in many respects, I see Donald Trump as a Book of Judges deliverer. Israel would sin, God would judge them, the people would pray for relief, and God would send a deliverer. And then after the deliverer reestablished order, they would go back into their sin and sin each time a little worse. They'd cry out to God for help, and then God would give them a deliverer. And it was a cyclical thing. Every Democratic president we've had has, like in judges, been worse than the previous. What? Jimmy Carter to Bill Clinton to Barack Obama to Joe Biden. They keep getting worse. But in between, God gives us deliverers. And this is what my prayer is. Heavenly Father, let Donald Trump be the deliverer for this nation so that we may have a little more time to repent on a broad scale basis, and that you would bring a revival to this country, the likes of which was not seen in the Great Awakening, the First Awakening, and the Second Great Awakening. And let the Third Awakening be the charm. God bless you. Remember, sit tall in the saddle. You ride for the brand of Jesus Christ. See you next week.